Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Viereck's Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Viereck's unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Viereck's Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Viereck's.com.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
TC Trailer salutes the movers and haulers, the ones who always deliver when you need them most. TC Trailers knows they deserve a trailer that's as reliable as they are. The right trailer with the right stuff, including over 300 options, an enormous parts department, an in-house repair shop, and incredible customer service. They deserve TC Trailers. Stop in to see Sir Frankfort at State Roads 28 and 29 or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
I've got great news for you.
Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Said you wanted to come back into it.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see.
So worth it.
People standing alive. See the boy.
Yeah. I am so glad we have this. We have not Ray Charles. Who was the guy that did the squirrel one?
I don't know. It is WILO Party Line. It's presented today by our Big Deals. Save money now on 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Big O Tires in Lebanon, Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Carroll, Clinton, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Marshan's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. You can watch the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That is brought to you by Culligan Water, TC Trailers, Pagan Pen, Timber Frame Builders, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Melissa and Cindy in with you. It's a Wednesday morning, and we are so pleased this morning to welcome our guest. By the way, if you have any questions for Party Line, you can call in at 659-3338. And our guest today is Tom Kriske with IB Parks and Entertainment. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, we're so glad to have you, and we're so glad to have you because that means that we are getting close to summer. And when summer, in my mind, I think of Indiana Beach.
Yeah, we hope everyone around the area thinks just like you.
Well,
we've got some big stuff happening this summer, so we're ready.
Oh, good. Well, first of all, I just have to know a little bit about your background because I know you're a busy guy and I know you work a lot, but you have a really, really cool job. So tell us a little bit about what got you interested in amusement parks and how you got into this industry to begin with.
Absolutely, yeah. I've known the owner of Indiana Beach is Gene Staples, and Gene and I go back probably about 30 years. So when he purchased Indiana Beach in 2020, he reached out to me to work on various different projects for him. And fast forward to today, we do, you know, web marketing, Facebook, social media pages. We put together the Hops and Coaster Drops craft beer festival. So it's anything and everything that I can do to pitch in to help out is where you'll see me.
Well, we appreciate it. Again, Tom Kriske of Indiana Beach is our guest today, and Ivy Parks Entertainment. I know that the season is right around the corner here, so let's talk about, prior to opening, some of the things that you need to accomplish. I know you're usually hiring this time of the year.
Yes, absolutely. We've done a few hiring events. We've done a few rehiring events. So we're really pushing to get everything fully employed for the season. Again, indianabeach.com/jobs. For those listening that might be interested, would be the best place to go look to see what's available. Also follow some of our social media channels where, you know, we post, like I said, upcoming hiring events and things of that nature.
Well, tell us a little bit how young that you will hire down to. I mean, can kids that are 16 years old apply for jobs, or is this folks that are 18 and older?
Oh, we actually have a couple of different positions that would be for 14-year-olds. More open up starting at 15, and then obviously 16 and up pretty much anywhere at Indiana Beach.
All right. I know that that's a big job to fill all those openings. So, folks, again, indianabeach.com/jobs if you are looking, or maybe you know a young person that's looking for some summer and seasonal work as well. So opening day is coming up when?
Saturday, May 11th is our opening day for the 2024 season. And for the first few weekends in May, it's the water park will not be open. The water park opens Saturday, May 25th, as we roll into Memorial Day weekend.
That's got to be a big weekend, and usually you guys throw quite the bash. What can we look forward to on Memorial Day?
Well, prior to opening day, May 11th, we're opening up our brand new roller coaster. The All-America Triple Loop is going to be ready to go. It's been under construction for probably a little over two seasons, so it's highly anticipated, and a lot of people have been waiting for this coaster to open, and we're proud to announce that it's going to be ready to go on opening day. This is actually the first time I've actually said that, and it feels really refreshing to finally be able to get that news out there. And then, as you said, going into Memorial Day, we'll have our fireworks show on Sunday the 26th as well. So we've got some pretty good stuff lined up already for the month of May.
Well, you guys really come right out of the gate and you're ready to go. And so one of the things I love about Indiana Beach is you really put on a lot of entertainment. And I don't know that folks in our area know how many bands that you folks actually bring in. So talk about the entertainment, how you guys go about all of that, how you pick the bands. There's so much we can look forward to as far as music there.
Right, we have two different music venues. At any given Saturday, up in the Sky Bar, what we try to do is more of a local showcase. So our bar manager, Michelle Lester, works with local bands and books those for Saturday night up in the Sky Bar. We do have the historic Indiana Beach Ballroom. Legendary musicians have played there throughout the decades, from the 50s through up to the 70s, there's just too many to list. But unfortunately, those types of bands these days are obviously very, very cost prohibitive. So we actually go out and do tribute bands based on what our guests would gravitate to, and we try to rotate in new bands every 2 to 3 years. So you might see a duplicate band every 3 to 4 years, let's say. So for this year, our ballroom event, again, these are all complimentary shows. They're completely free for our season pass holders. If you're in the park on the day of the event, that means you've already purchased a ticket to the park. You can get into the ballroom, obviously, for free as well. We kick off the season Saturday, June 15th, with a Kiss tribute band called Strutter. It's actually a park favorite. Historically have done since they come out in the full makeup and everything like the Kiss band you would expect, they've traditionally been in October towards our Halloween event. This year, they've been gone for a couple years, so this year we've decided to bring them back to actually kick off the season. We try to do two a month. It's Saturday, June 22nd, we have a band out of Chicago called the Petty Kings, Tom Petty tribute band. And I'm very excited about this next band. We haven't done a country act since I've been booking these. We have Kenny Live, which is a Kenny Chesney tribute band. That's Saturday, July 13th. We listened to social media. We watched the comments. We had some people that wanted something a little bit newer. Usually 70s, 80s is kind of like where our sweet spot is. But, we're starting to get those younger parents in there, and they wanted some 90s stuff, so we have a band called How Rude from the 90s.
I love that.
They're Saturday, July 20th. Yeah, they're gonna give you that 90s high energy experience, and I think a lot of people are gonna love that one. Saturday, August 3rd, we're gonna go back in time. We're gonna take a virtual tour of rock and roll from 1955 to 1965, and we're bringing in the Neverly Brothers. They've been pretty popular around the area. They're on their 20th anniversary tour, so odds are some of your listeners have probably seen them. Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, more. They're phenomenal. They're going to do a great show. And then we end the season on Saturday, August 17th, with a band, Leonard Skinnerd. They're going to close out the season for us there on August 17th. So, yeah, it's a lot of work in the off season. We try to kind of have a feel for where we want to go, and then we just have to go out and find those types of bands. We watch videos, listen to music, and we make sure that we try to bring out a good quality show for our guests.
Oh, well, I know a lot of people look forward to the bands that are coming, and so it does look like that you guys have a great lineup, so we will look forward to that. You mentioned just briefly in there the season pass. Talk about how you can get a season pass, and I don't know that some people knew that you actually offered a full-blown season pass.
It's just we do get a lot of questions. You know, it's weird to see 4 years later that people, they're, you know, every now and again we'll still see a comment that, you know, did they even reopen, right? Like, because they heard in 2020 that it was going to close, but, you know, right after that, it literally didn't even go a full month without it, you know, without that narrative being, you know, put to the wayside. So, yeah, we reopened right away. And, yes, we do offer a full season pass. Clearly, that best time to get that is, you know, our Black Friday special. So, you know, usually starting in November through the end of the year. Those are our best prices. Right now, our full season pass, everything, it gets you both parks, the water park, the amusement park, $74.99 on our website, indianabeach.com. Again, that season pass gets you in and throughout the entire park and both water parks once the water park opens, obviously. It pays for itself in just two visits. It gives lodging discounts, both on our campgrounds as well as our parkside accommodations. So, you know, if you're coming in for quite a few days and you buy a season pass and you get that 10% discount, it essentially, the season pass, you can ultimately end up getting it for free. Children under 36 inches are always free. They don't require a daily ticket. They don't require a season pass. We've got the season pass is the best value, especially if you're coming on two or more visits.
Again, our guest today on Party Line is Tom Kriske of Ivy Parks and Entertainment, Indiana Beach. And one of the things I did want to touch on is you guys have really made a lot of improvements over there. I mean, initially just starting with painting and doing things like that. Talk about how that effort has continued.
Our painters are walking through the park. You obviously, once we open, you probably won't see them. But they're, you know, they are, when the park closes and prior to opening next day, they're walking around with brushes. They're literally painting everything: handrails, the boardwalk itself gets a fresh coat of paint. When we're walking through and we're seeing things that, you know, need to be touched up, they're on top of it. So anywhere from handrails to park benches to the actual boardwalk, like I said, all the way up through the actual brand new triple loop coaster, that was actually all painted in house. And like you said, when you're walking through, everything looks fantastic from that perspective.
Let's talk, too, about lodging and camping. I mean, folks like me know that you can go up there and lodge and camp, but there are really more options than people know about. So tell us about all of that.
We classify this in a couple different ways. We actually have two large campgrounds just across from the street from the park. One is the IB campground, and we also have a KOA, which is next door to there. Those two have a shared pool and such and things of that nature. And then our parkside accommodations, we have just so many different options to choose from that we could pretty much, you know, fill anybody. We have anywhere from a simple motel-style room all the way up to what we have are called beach clubs or Hoosier Points, which are essentially massive duplexes that can, you know, house, if you booked both sides of this duplex, you know, you're fitting 20 to 30 people in both of these units, several three bedrooms, full kitchens, washer dryers. So it's, you know, if you're coming with multiple families or even a family reunion, you know, those are the ones that we obviously recommend that you guys look at. We have vintage cottages. We have ideal cabins, lakeside cottages. So there's literally something for everyone that's just steps away from the park.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned family reunions because I've been up there actually for a family reunion, and I wanted you to talk about your hosting ability, not only for family reunions, but you guys can host corporate outing events as well. And we are in an area here where we have a lot of industry, and so if people are planning for the summer, I wanted you to give a shout out to those corporate places that you can host a big party as well.
Right, our group sales lead, Kate Hoff, she is fantastic. She will tailor make a program for as little as 15, as high as 10,000. She's had some really, really humongous groups come through, and everyone here at on our team, you know, loves working with Kate, and nothing but positive feedbacks from, you know, these larger corporations that work with Kate in putting these massive days together. I mean, it's, you know, these people are bringing out their employees, and we, you know, she really does a fantastic job of making everybody feel special and giving them the best day possible while they're, you know, while they're at Indiana Beach. Again, that's indianabeach.com/group tickets. There's some information that that corporate folks can download, look at, and you know, there's a little questionnaire you can fill out and go straight to Kate's inbox, and she'll get whatever you guys need together and take care of everybody.
Hey, Tom, you mentioned that you've got the new roller coaster, but there's also a rumor out there that the ski show is going to come back this year. Is that a possibility?
I'm glad you touched on that. We're actually going into our third year with the ski show. It's you know, it's not every day like it used to be. We actually partner with the Lake City Skiers out of Warsaw, Indiana, and these guys come out and they just do a fantastic job. They do two dates. Let me get you the dates while we're talking. They're going to do two Saturdays, Saturday, June 29th and Saturday, July 27th. They do two shows on both of those days, noon and 3 p.m. Some of these folks used to be part of the old, Indiana Beach Ski Show. They love coming back, and they just put on an amazing show. So, yeah, we do have four different ski shows, two different days a year. These guys are going in year three, and if you haven't seen them, you better get there fast. That boardwalk fills up and gets packed watching these guys do their awesome show on Lake Schaefer.
You mentioned again the triple loop coaster. How fast does that go?
The triple loop will exceed 53 miles an hour, and we'll be pulling about 6 G's for those that understand. I'm not a G guy, so I don't know what it means, but it pulls 6 of those.
That's a lot. And
from what I understand, that's a lot.
Yeah,
so
that is.
That'll
a
pull
lot.
Your face back. I'll tell you that. Yeah. It'll stretch out your wrinkles.
I've had the pleasure of watching it during testing, and it is smooth and it's fast, and it's, you know, you're looking at over 3,000 feet of track. Coaster fanatics around the world have been actually waiting for this to come back to life, and here it is. It's ready to go.
Well, now the triple loop coaster is new, coming this season. Anything else that you guys have added since last season, or maybe just within the last couple of seasons?
We're adding and changing out rides constantly. The owner is always looking for new fun things to bring to the park. We do have a attraction that's going to be coming. Again, it hasn't even been announced yet, so might as well just do it here. You guys are getting all the information. We have do you know what the Sea Dragon is? The boat that just kind of rocks back and forth. And
yeah.
We actually have a new one that's going to be called Pirates of Lake Schaefer. Similar concept, except it goes into a full 360 circle. That's going to be, and again, that's being built right next to the triple loop. It's supposed to be coming in 2024. I would suggest that if folks that want to follow up on that, definitely follow our social media pages. We're, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok. You can find us. We got a YouTube channel. So there's plenty of different spots to look at our content.
For parents who have little ones, I mean, I people think of an amusement park, they don't really think of things for little ones, but you guys still have the kiddie town on the backside, right?
Yeah, there's about 10 rides for
preschool.
Like young children. If grandparents are watching their grandkids, you know, they can come by and put them on these rides, you know, take up a good portion of your day. There's about 10 rides back there that, you know, the kids will love. Like you said, there's literally something for everyone. We do have a nice ticket price for 60 and 60 plus years young. We do have a lot of comments. I just want to walk the boardwalk. I don't want to ride rides. What a lot of those folks don't know is we actually have so many attractions that are just relaxing,
right,
that are not labor intense, physical intense. Mm-hmm. For example, our train, the Spackman Express, the Skyride, Antique Autos, the Gondola Wheel, all of these are very low impact rides that anybody can enjoy. And there's the one big one that, in my opinion, would even be worth a $20 ticket price, and that's the Schaefer Queen.
Yep.
Schaefer Queen is our paddle boat. It goes out on Lake Schaefer, and it does 30-minute tours around Lake Schaefer. Very nice, very calming, very relaxing. This ride is absolutely complimentary. It's part of your season pass or your daily admission ticket. No minimum height requirements on this. And they do this, the only time you have to pay for a ticket to get on board is for what we call our fireworks cruises.
Yep.
The Schaefer Queen does go out during our fireworks. It's probably the best spot to watch the fireworks. I've been on it. It's a small ticket price of $10 to enjoy, you know, that 8 to 15 minute fireworks show, depending on, you know, which show you're seeing. But yeah, it's definitely worth the price of admission. It's the spot to be to watch our fireworks show.
I will second that. That's the only place, Larry, and my husband and I, when we go up there, we love to go up on the days of the fireworks, and that's what we do. We sit on the Schaefer Queen, and we watch the fireworks.
Sure. Tom Kriske is our guest from Indiana Beach, IB Parks and Entertainment. Now, before we let you go, because we're starting to run out of time, I have a question. I want you to answer honestly.
Okay.
You got to tell me, because I'm a parks person, I love rides. You got to tell me that before the season, or maybe one night after the season closes, that you go out and try all the great rides.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when they're testing for the season, or even the dub, you know, a lot of folks don't realize these, you know, these rides, our maintenance team does daily checklists, and these things are run before the park even opens to the general public, even during our regular season. If I'm there doing some media stuff or trying to get some video for TikTok or whatever, and I see a ride testing, I just jump on and go for a spin, grab some videos, and get ready for the next ride.
Oh, I'm so glad. I would have been disappointed if you said, no, I just don't do that anymore. So I'm so glad to hear that.
I'm ready to go. I think I've been on every coaster we have, with the exception, obviously, of the brand new one. Lost Coaster of Superstitious Mountain literally is the most unique coaster I've ever been on, probably my favorite ride there. Cornball Express literally comes in as one of the top three thrill rides in the state of Indiana. So we actually, now with this triple loop open, we actually have a great lineup of roller coasters, and we're expecting lots of rides this year for those guys. Oh, Hoosier Hurricane also turns 30 this year.
I can't believe it.
So we're doing a 30-year thing for the Hoosier Hurricane too.
Hey, Tom, if I'm not mistaken, it's possible for people to be kind of almost immortalized at Indiana Beach if they'd like to buy a brick. Can you talk a little bit about that before we go?
Yeah, real quick. The brick program has just been unbelievable. The support, the outpour, the everyone has given is just truly amazing. We started a brick program. Three lines, you could put anything you want on there, up to 30 words it's 20 words per line, so you get a nice amount of space on the brick. The boardwalk started all the way, for those that may know, all the way down at the south end, the brick walk starts, and it is now stretched all the way through in front of the bumper boats.
Oh, wow.
We actually closed the brick program. We thought we would be done with it, but now with the inception of the triple loop, we know there's a ton of coaster fans out there, so we actually reopened it. It closes here, I think, at the end of the week, so you can still get a brick on our website. Now we're giving you two options of where to put the brick that you want. There's going to be a spot dedicated by the triple loop for that, so when people are there, they can read some of their, you know, all the different bricks there. Or we're actually adding more to that boardwalk brick place. But after, I know I keep saying this every year, after this closes out, I don't think you'll see the bricks come back. So it'd be great that, you know, if anyone listening wants a brick, go to IndianaBeach.com, and you're going to want to drop down under, I think it's under Rides and Experiences or Parks Hours and Information, and you'll be able to grab your brick. And, yeah, it's under Park Hours and Information. Design your brick, purchase it up, and it'll be installed on the boardwalk or by the Triple Loop probably sometime in May.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. My husband and I, we already have a brick. So I want to thank you guys and, of course, the owner for bringing this, making sure that this did not go away.
Absolutely.
My grandparents lived in Monticello and literally were two blocks away from Indiana Beach. So it was like every Sunday we were at my grandparents and we would go to Indiana Beach. So it's been a part of my life from, I remember the kiddie rides on the backside.
Sure.
So from the time I was little. So, and my husband and I still go up and feed the carp.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, there's a new stand that really sells a lot of different options for the carp. It's yeah. Specifically just carp food, so they do a great job. And you know, come on out, feed the carp.
Yeah, so
that's another non-attraction that non-riders can do. Right? Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tom Kriske of Ivy Parks and Entertainment Indiana Beach has been our guest today. And again, if you would like information about jobs, indianabeach.com/jobs. But really, if you just go to indianabeach.com, folks, you can find information on everything from the rides to camping to maybe having a corporate party to the bands that are coming. Everything there at indianabeach.com. Tom, thank you so much for being our guest today. We appreciate it, and we appreciate working with you folks. You're so good to us. So thank you, and we wish you an awesome season this year. We'll see you up at Indiana Beach.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. There's more than corn in Indiana.
Yeah.
Caw, caw. You'll be hearing that soon. As a matter of fact, we do have Indiana Beach tickets to give away this summer, and we will start those leading up to the opening. We'll do some that week leading up to the opening of Indiana Beach. And then as we're out and about this summer, we'll be taking tickets
already,
in tow. I've already been giving some away. Yep. That's right. But opening day coming up May 11th, and then weekends in May until they get to Memorial Day weekend when they open kind of full-time, I guess. So
yeah, and if you go to the website, you'll also see that there are some discounts going on if you want to book one of those cabins. Mm-hmm. Or as he said, you know, the large duplexes, that's like an Airbnb type deal.
And what a fun thing for families that want a place to get together to kind of have
that's what we did.
That
was always my, especially when my grandparents lived up there, that was the destination for family, you know, get-togethers.
Sure.
and everything. But oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
IndianaBeach.com.
Now that I'm in that 60-plus area, the walk on the boardwalk and feeding the carp, I'm glad we're not feeding them just popcorn anymore.
There you go. That's right.
A little healthier diet.
All right.
Well, this has been another episode of Party Line, and we'll be back here in just a bit for Pet of the Day, and hopefully we can get a hold of Cheyenne. Is it Pet?
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
That? Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, hey, I was trying.
I know, you did
wonderfully.
Adopt,
don't shop, all right? All right, we'll see you tomorrow.